Welcome back to Called It, the First Hearst 2026 devotional for Easter. Be sure to subscribe for daily devotional episodes continuing through Easter Sunday. As we approach the upcoming weekend, we encourage you to join us for our family Easter event this Saturday morning, March 28th, from 10 a.m. to noon at either First Hearst campus. Then, plan to worship with First Hearst at one of our Palm Sunday services, the Norwood campus at 9:30 or 11 a.m., or the Trails campus at 10:15 a.m. For more information, visit firsthearst.com/Easter.
Wednesday, March 25th. Trust His Heart by Todd Campbell. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths." Romans 8, 28 says, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to His purpose." Back in college, there was a popular lyric to a song by Christian artist Babby Mason. In 1989, yes, I'm dating myself, the lyric stated, "If you can't trace His hand, trust His heart." The first time I heard them, these words were like fresh water to the soul of a struggling college student trying to figure out what life was all about. The previous year, I'd surrendered my life to vocational ministry, but what were my next steps? What did God have for me? What degree should I get? Should I go this direction or that, take this job or not? Who would God have for me to marry? These were all life-altering questions, but I was also struggling with how to navigate my own sin, as well as the personal trials and mistakes I was walking through in the moment. So many questions, too few answers, or at least I felt. The point of that lyric, and even the verses that we read earlier, is that there are often times when we can't see God at work with our own physical eyes, but we can always trust Him, that He is at work, fulfilling His purposes on this earth and in my life. He is faithful. There was no doubt that God was at work in my life during those days. I could see some of how He was leading me, but I was struggling to trust Him completely. Perhaps you find yourself there today. In his sermon at Pentecost, Peter highlighted the fact that the mighty works and wonders and signs that God did weren't just unverified stories, like the fake news we find all over the internet today. They weren't done in secret, but among the people of Israel. The truth is that God is still doing miraculous works in our midst today. And though we sometimes fail to recognize the hand of God at work, we should stop and consider what mighty wonders He's done and is doing in our midst. I must say that what I was going through in college wasn't isolated to that time alone. It has happened over and over in my life, different situations. The questions have just changed. Whether big or small, these times in our lives are all sanctifying moments. So even when you can't trace His hand, you can trust His heart. For God is at work for His glory and for our good.
Thank you for listening to Called It. Subscribe to listen to daily devotionals from First Hearst each day of the Easter season through April 5th. For a printable PDF version of Called It, visit firsthearst.com/Easter. Copyright 2026 by First Baptist Church of Hearst, Texas.